Hi everyone, welcome back to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And last time we were learning about going to the opera for the first time. It was Alan's first time going to the opera, right?
Okay, 所以呢，如果你跟 Alan 一样，也是第一次去看这个歌剧的话，千万不要错过今天的 Picture Dictionary. 因为昨天其实我们已经讲到了一些，就是他们可能it's Alan's first time.
Yeah.
And they're looking for their seats, right?
对，
找座位。你刚才说对耶，
对，
Tiffany中文终于变好了。And do you remember which section they are, like where are they sitting?
Well, I remember they're in section C. So sometimes in a theater, you have different sections like A, B, C to make things easier.
Right.
They're in row 23.
Row. 你在唱这首歌。不同 ,OK, 这是第几排的意思吧。
And they're in seat 5 and 7, so they're sitting next to each other.
Okay, but we're gonna find out what's gonna happen today, right?
Okay, yes,
I think
they
saw an usher, right?
Yeah.
他们看到一个就是接待人员，因为他们觉得这个太大了，到底要怎么找到座位呢？ We'll find out today. Let's take a look.
An evening at the opera house.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words you can see at an opera house.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Curtain.Section. Usher. Performer. Chandelier. Audience. Stage.Orchestra. Aisle.
What did you think of the opera?
I really enjoyed it.The singers have beautiful voices.
I agree. My favorite part was the drama of the love story.
To be honest, I didn't understand the whole story.
Was it because the performers sang in Italian?
Yes. Do you understand Italian?
No, but I got a program. We can read it for more information about the opera.
Where did you get that?
I found it in the lobby. You can have my copy.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun. Let's go to the opera again soon.
Singer, singer. Ah Mei is one of the most popular singers in Taiwan. Ah Mei is one of the most popular singers in Taiwan. Drama. Drama. This Korean drama about doctors is getting exciting. This Korean drama about doctors is getting exciting. Honest. Honest. The writer asked her friends for their honest opinion about her book. The writer asked her friends for their honest opinion about her book. Copy. Copy. I have two copies of my favorite book, Love You Forever. I have two copies of my favorite book, Love You Forever.
All right, so Alan and Claire, they finish watching the opera.、Mm-hmm. So Claire asks him, what did you think of the opera?
那注意哦，这里的时态我们是不是发现是过去式了？ What did you think of the opera?、Mm-hmm. 因为有时候有的人他们可能看完一个东西然后就说 What do you think of the movie?、Mm-hmm. 其实你已经看完了，你应该要说 What did you think of the movie? 等等哦。所以这时候 Claire 就说，诶，你刚刚觉得那个歌剧怎么样呢？
Let's see what Alan says. He says, I really enjoyed it. The singers have beautiful voices. Okay, so he had a very good time, it seems.
Like me. Oh, okay. Alan 就说, I really enjoyed it. 所以他非常喜欢,他很享受。他说歌手们呢都有美妙的声音。And here we see this word singer.
Right. Singer is our word power word. It's spelled S-I-N-G-E-R. Singer.A singer is a person who sings usually professionally and very well. So do you notice that we add the verb sing, we add er to the end, it means a person who sings. Okay, so you can be any kind of singer. You can be a pop singer, you can be an R&B singer, a jazz singer, or we learned in this article an opera singer. So they are people who do this very well because they have very nice voices. For example, I can say my favorite singer is Celine Dion. Who is your favorite singer? All right, we can also use it in a word power sentence like this. Ah Mei is one of the most popular singers in Taiwan. Ah Mei is one of the most popular singers in Taiwan.
Beauty and the Beast.
You should go become a singer, Laura. Amazing.
一直走音哎。对，而且还刚起床，所以有点没有开嗓。Okay, singer, 没错，就是歌手的意思。像是如果某个人他是在这个乐团的主唱，像是阿信，在这个五月天，我们就可以说 he is the lead singer in the band. Okay, 那刚刚我们有提到，就是有的人可能是 pop singer, 就是流行乐的歌手啦，或者还有 country、country singers, 就是那个唱乡村
Taylor Swift.
对 okay,
，Before
之前他后来变成 pop 这样子、mm-hmm. OK 那如果很会唱歌的人像我刚刚那样子对不对你也可以说 I'm a great singer OK、mm-hmm. 所以不一定要当歌手如果你很会唱歌也可以说 You're a good singer OK 像是阿妹就不用说啊她一定是台湾最受欢迎的歌手之一啦 Woohoo Go 阿妹
Right OK So what does Claire say She says I agree My favorite part was the drama of the love storySo remember, in an opera, it's not just all singing, it's actually a play with singing.
没错，这时候 Claire 就说我同意，我最喜欢的部分呢，就是 love story, 女生都爱这个地方，就是爱情故事的这个戏剧效果。这里我们看到了 drama 这个字。
Yeah, it was the drama of the love story. So drama is our word, power word, it's spelled D-R-A-M-A, drama. Drama is a noun, and in here, it's a play for radio, TV, and it's usually filled with a lot of exciting parts to it. But drama can also mean something that is very exciting, that is emotional, or very unexpected. It could be an unexpected part of a play or a movie. Okay, or it can even be something unexpected in your own life. So, for example, I can say, my life is full of drama. Okay, my life is full of unexpected or exciting things. Or their lives are full of drama. I don't want any part of it. It's too much for me. Okay, how do we use it in a sentence? We can say, this Korean drama about doctors is getting exciting. This Korean drama about doctors is getting exciting.
Drama, drama, drama,、mm-hmm. drama 呢其实就有戏剧或者是戏剧效果，在本科是这样的意思哦。那在口语上呢，其实它就是可能很麻烦啦，或者是有一些大事情啊，或是会做出让人意料之外，让人可能很激动很焦虑的事情或是行为还有情况哦。所以可想而知，你们来猜猜看 Drama Queen、是提到的是什么样的人呢？没错，就是那种为一点小事情可能就是小题大做啦，或者是可能就是非常的情绪激动这样子的人。
Lindsay Lohan and Mean Girls
林赛罗涵 OK 那 No Drama 是什么呢？其实看用在哪里啊，可能有时候是指说 no drama 就是 no big deal 就是没有问题这样的意思、可是也可以是指就、不要小题大做，没事找事这样的意思哦。那我们常常提到的韩剧啊、日剧啊或者是电视剧的这个剧，我们也可以用 drama 来表示，像是韩剧就是 Korean drama， 像是刚刚例句提到 this Korean drama about doctors， 这部关于医生的韩剧的剧情越来越刺激啦。
I know you love.
太阳的后裔吗?
Is it? I don't know. Because I know you love Korean dramas.
I know, right?
All right, so what does Alan say? He says, to be honest...I didn't understand the whole story. Okay, well, when you say to be honest,、it just means, okay, I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, sometimes we can also say to be frank or、let me be frank.、You can also say frankly or honestly.、So instead, you can say, honestly, I didn't understand the whole story.、
My cousin's name is Frank.
Oh, really?
And his last name is Lee.
Wow.
frankly.
That's funny.
开玩笑，这是一个好笑话了。Okay, 好了，那 Ellen 就说，老实说我看不太懂整个故事，有时候有人看去第一次看 opera 就会有这样子的问题、那坦白说老实说我们口语常会提到就是 to be honest， 那 frank 这个字如果你也刚好叫法兰克呢哎，你知道 frank 就有 honest 老实这样的意思哦，所以当然口语我们也会说 to be frank or frankly or frankly speaking 之类的
Right. All right. So we learned here another word. We saw the word honest. It's our word power word and it's spelled H-O-N-E-S-T. Honest. Honest is an adjective and it means to not hide or not hiding the truth about something. So you can be very honest with what you think. So you don't tell any lies. You tell people directly what you are thinking. So for example, I can say, I'll be honest with you. Laura is my favorite teacher.Or, my best friend is very honest with me. Okay, let's take a look at our word power sentence. It's, the writer asked her friends for their honest opinion about her book. The writer asked her friends for their honest opinion about her book.
I'm going to be honest with you, too. Tiffany is my favorite teacher.
OMG.
From A-plus English.
Sorry, Mike.
Sorry, Mike. Okay. 我们来看一下 honest 这个字就是诚实的。注意它的 H, 它一开始它的拼法有 H-O-N-E-S-T, 可是它的前面的 H 是不发音的 ,it's silent.、Okay, 那其实呢它的名词呢就是诚实这个东西呢 ,honesty 就是后面接个 Y, 所以常常我们会提到 honesty is the best policy,就是诚实为上策啦 OK 那其实呢有时候我们会说 I don't think these people are being honest with me 意思就是说呢我觉得他们好像不是在说实话 I don't think they're telling the truth That's what it means OK 那回到刚刚的例句提到就是那位作家请他的朋友针对他的书呢给一些什么呢 Honest opinion 就是诚实的意见啦
嗯哼 That's what friends are for, right?
Yeah.
To have honest opinions. Okay, what does Claire say? She says, was it because the performer sang in Italian?
Oh.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow, okay. 所以 Claire 就说，哎，是不是因为表演者是用意大利文唱的吗？这里意大利文当然就是 Italian。那意大利这个国家我们则要用 Italy。Okay, 拼法跟发音都是不同的哦。
Mm-hmm. And Alan said, yes.Do you understand Italian?
I do, actually, a little
really?
Bit.
Oh, wow.
Come si chiami? Mi chiamo Dara. That's all I can say. 我只会讲两句。对啊，就是他说，哎，对啊，你懂意大利文吗？那 Claire 怎么说呢？
She says, no, but...I got a program. We can read it for more information about the opera. So usually when you watch a play or when you watch an opera, you will have like a program or basically like an introduction that tells you maybe what the story is about, who are the people in the play or who are the people in the drama, information about the show basically.
OK, 所以 Claire 呢她虽然不懂意大利文但是她有拿一个很重要的东西就是节目单 program, 所以她就可以在上面看到更多关于诶这出歌剧的一些资讯就是 information, OK, 资讯就是 information, 不过注意哦你不能用 informations, 因为它是不可数名词所以我们要说 a lot of information, OK,、mm-hmm. 我们不能说 I have many information, 这是错的不能加 s.
Right, Alan says, where did you get that?
Oh, 怎么没有给 Alan 他第一次来耶他说哈那你是在哪里拿的呢
Okay, well, Claire says, I found it in the lobby. You can have my copy. Now, the lobby is the main area of maybe a hotel or any large building. And usually we go to the lobby first to get more information before you maybe check into the hotel or to go into a show. It's like a meeting place for everyone to meet or to be at first.
Mm-hmm. You're waiting for somebody. Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so Claire says, 啊，我是在大厅看到的。大厅我们就可以指 lobby 其实常常去饭店就知道他们有 lobby 等待啊或者是可能要 check in 的地方等等、哦、然后就说哎，你可以拿我这一份、mm-hmm. 这一份 copy、
hmm. right copy is spelled C-O-P-Y copy copy here is a noun and it means something meant to be printed or、printed more than once soWhen someone passes you something like a flyer or brochure, those are also called copies. Okay, we can use it in a sentence like this. I have two copies of my favorite book, Love You Forever. I have two copies of my favorite book, Love You Forever.
OK, 我们本课的 copy 是当作一份这样的意思或是一本啦一册这样的意思哦。像是如果我们提到某一个专辑 The album has sold more than 1 million copies. 哇、wow, 嗯、这专辑大卖哦。OK, 那刚刚提到的这个例句就是我收藏了两本 two copies, 我最爱的书就是 Love You Forever, 永远爱你。
You love me forever?
Oh,
I do. So sweet.
OK, 那copy 还可以当作是 copy 副本或是复制品这样的意思比方像是呢 The paintings of the museum are originals not copies OK 所以它不是副的它是 真品这样的意思、mm-hmm. Or maybe sometimes you could say Can you make me a copy of the letter or the receipt、mm-hmm. 如果你可能想要留一份像是银本的东西像是收据啦 receipt 或是某一封信的银本我们就可以说 I need a copy of something.
Right, usually when we go to apply for things,、mm. they need to have a copy of your ID or passport.、
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay, so what does Alan say after Claire shares a program with him? He says, thank you. I had a lot of fun. Let's go to the opera again soon. So I think this will help him understand the opera and play more. And next time when he goes, he will know that maybe I can pick up a copyOf the program. Yes.
It's kind of not nice of Claire to give him the copy
after.
对不对、
yeah.
Okay, Alan 就说谢谢我玩得很开心我们下次来看歌剧吧。那这里呢我们提到的 I had a lot of fun.、Oh, okay, fun 呢其实当作形容词跟名词有不同的用法哦。比如说如果我说 It was really fun. 什么东西很好玩？我们不能说 it was very fun，因为听起来怪怪的。还有呢，我觉得很多人常会搞混 fun 跟 funny 耶。
Yes.
就是比如说就觉得啊，这个东西很好玩，然后就说成 it's funny, it's funny。我想说不好笑啊，为什么要用 funny 这个字？好了，想要知道有关 fun 的用法，当然一定要请教我们的我们的 Magic Box 老师。然后我们就回来 review time 哦。
找亮点。 Hi everyone, this is Winnie. 今天文章带大家来一趟歌剧院之旅。不要小看 fun 这三个简单字母的单字哦。 fun 这个字本身有很多用法，它可以当名词，像课文中的句子 have a lot of fun， 或者有人要出去玩，我们也可以很简短的说 hey, have fun， 表示玩得尽兴啊。另外我们也可以看到片语 for fun， 通常就是搭配 do something for fun。 For example, Randy is not running just for fun. He wants to run in Olympics. Randy 不是为了好玩而跑步的，他是想要去跑奥运的。所以 do something for fun 的意思就是为了好玩。另外 fun 本身也有形容词的用法哦，比如我们会说今天的聚会真的很好玩， it was really fun。 在这里 really 就是副词形容后面的形容词 fun， 或者我们可以再举个例子咯。 For example, there are a lot of fun things to do in this area。这附近有很多 fun things， 有趣的事物可以做。这里 fun 就当形容词，形容后面的名词 things。另外，维尼发现很多人会把 fun 跟 funny 这两个字傻傻分不清楚。比方说，这个派对好好玩，竟然讲成 this party is so funny。注意哦 ，funny 这个形容词是要讲好笑的，引人发笑的。比如说 ，Jim is so funny， everyone loves his jokes。Jim 很好笑，大家都很喜欢他的笑话。现在搞清楚 fun、funny 的不同用法了吗？那我们来考考大家咯。 It is always to meet new friends。 要填 fun 还是 funny 呢？现在是不是可以搞清楚了呢？ Check your answer right after break and I'll see you soon. Bye!
The answer is, it is always fun to meet new friends. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Hi everyone, welcome to our review time! Alright, so actually we learned a lot of words in the picture dictionary that we didn't mention in the article.
Yeah!
So they're actually really interesting. For example, do you want to share one with everyone?
Chandelier， 我一定要讲啊！因为我们刚刚提到了很多，像是 curtain 啊、幕布或是 usher 接待人员，可是我们没有提到在那边可以看到很美丽的吊灯。OK， 然后有一首歌不就是
I can't sing it's too high，
超恐怖的吊灯就是 chandelier。OK， 那还有 audience 对不对？观众也是很重要的。
So if we're watching the opera or watching a show or concert。We are the audience.
Yeah. 而且呢台上舞台我们好像也没有提到就是 stage,、stage. 还有这个音乐很重要。The music、is very important. 所以他们一定要需要什么呢？
We need an orchestra. And sometimes,、I think even you guys at school learn how to play instruments, and you can be a part of the orchestra.
Like、violin， 其实像是比如说我之前想要 flute，、我想要吹，对呀、flute 是这样子，然后 recorder 才是这样子，对不对？然后还有像是 violin 或是 cello 之类， right. 都可以在这个管弦乐团里面演奏。当然最重要的还有就是你走道，因为你在找你的 seat 的时候，你可能就要找，就是然后就要知道说，是哪一个走道第几排这样子。那走道的英文要怎么说？
We call it aisle. So sometimes even on the airplane, you can choose an aisle seat, so something close、to where you can walk, or you can choose the window seat next to the window.
Okay,、要注意它的 s 是不发音的 aisle. Okay, that comes to the end of our two-day article. So it's time to say goodbye.
Bye.
An evening at the opera house.
Curtain, section, usher, performer, chandelier, audience, stage, orchestra, aisle.
What did you think of the opera?
I really enjoyed it. The singers have beautiful voices.
I agree. My favorite part was the drama of the love story.
To be honest, I didn't understand the whole story.
Was it because the performers sang in Italian?
Yes. Do you understand Italian?
No, but I got a program. We can read it for more information about the opera.
Where did you get that?
I found it in the lobby. You can have my copy.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun. Let's go to the opera again soon.
Singer, singer. Ah Mei is one of the most popular singers in Taiwan. Ah Mei is one of the most popular singers in Taiwan. Drama, drama. This Korean drama about doctors is getting exciting. This Korean drama about doctors is getting exciting. Honest, honest. The writer asked her friends for their honest opinion about her book. The writer asked her friends for their honest opinion about her book. Copy, copy. I have two copies of my favorite book, Love You Forever. I have two copies of my favorite book, Love You Forever.